This is the BBC Home Service.
Oh, dear.
Nevertheless, this is the BBC Home Service, my alma mater.
Olé!
That olé of olés could only herald the coming of the highly esteemed Goon Show! Who unlocked the doors? Mr. Greenslade, emergency music. Stop! I knew that would get him back in. Heads up out of the trough. Now then, Dan Greenslade, my dear, tell him as how we're going to be doing that there Goon Show. I'll be off to mend my tractor.
All right, me old dear, Ned Archer. I reckon as how we'll be having a ripe harvest of compost for him tonight.
Hello, you two. Still arguing about the old cow? Where's Daddy?
Well, he were asking if them beams up in the barn were strong.
He asked you that. And then he went up there with a coil of rope and a noose round his neck.
No, he... Oh, look.
Easy money.
Right. Now, Greenslade, off with your dung smock and into a serious vein.
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, it is...
Mr. Greenslade. How many words have you said up to now?
Oh, about 24.
Mm-hmm. Well, carry on for a bit.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight...
Stop! That's your lot. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's drama takes place in Spain, the famous Spanish land.
It is the summer of 1902. There in Madrid, a young semi-human English lord is on vacation.
Ah, yes. How I love the music of the banjo. As I sat there, I was spellbound by the Spanish dancer, the flash of her dazzling teeth as she whirled and gyrated to the throbbing beat of the flamingo. Unable to contain myself, I sprang into the middle of the floor, tore off my clothes, and did the pally glide.
Not a pretty sight.
My name is Wallace Greenslade. I was in Spain at the time, and the next morning I saw Ned Segoon exhausted by his night of sensuous Morris dancing, sitting on his big whitewashed hacienda.
Still not a pretty sight.
I sat there sipping a glass of coal and strumming a chopper, when a brown hand fell on my shoulder.
Oh, pardon me. But did a brown hand just fall on your shoulder?
Is it yours?
Yes, thank you.
Olé!
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 Olé! Ah, porvus starvus del portio un convilio. Barberini porli forli.
I gave him a guarded... oui.
So, the senor is a foreigner.
I beg your pardon. I'm British.
I know, but this is Madrid.
A natural mistake. There's so many foreigners here, you mistook me for one.
Olé!
Olé!
Olé! My name is Count Moriarty, Inspector of the Carabinieri. Spanish police, you understand.
I understand.
Yes. I'm looking for clues in the recent jewel robbery at the Castello del Barcos, senor.
Oh, yes. Quite a bit of jewelry lost, I believe.
Yes. I might say whoever planned the robbery must have been a man of the highest intelligence with the courage of a lion.
So you suspect me?
No.
Olé!
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 Olé! A Britisher has already been encastled in the Madrid jail and sentenced to 94 years, senor.
So he was found guilty, eh?
I don't know. They haven't tried him yet.
Do you think they suspect him?
That's difficult to say.
Do you think they suspect him? It is a bit difficult to say, yes.
Yes.
You try.
Yes. Do you think they suspect him?
Of course they suspect him.
What?
Why, he's even been sentenced to 94 years in jail.
Caramba! How did you hear this?
Two little things called ear holes.
You... you cunning English, you have everything. Why, that's what I came here to tell you.
Tell me what?
To tell you that this Britisher has been sentenced to 94 years in jail.
Do you think they suspect him?
That's difficult to say.
Perhaps there is something to say for the archers after all.
Hurry! The important thing, senor, is that we have not yet recovered the jewels. Somewhere, there is a little Spanish suitcase.
Ah, good morning. I turned to meet this accomplished linguist. He was a thin man, aglow with lurgy. He wore a white linen suit so cunningly tailored that it left his hands and face naked.
Olé!
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 Olé! Olé! I motioned him to sit down, but he refused.
Naturally, I was in the middle of the road.
Olé!
Olé!
May I introduce myself? I am the Honorable Gritpipe Thin, British Ambassador in Siberia.
There is no embassy in Siberia.
I know. It's all so terribly frustrating.
Well, what are you doing over here?
It's my day off.
Olé!
Olé!
Now, what a... By Jove, Signor Moriarty.
What is it?
Look, it's extraordinary.
Caramba! The resemblance is amazing.
They were both looking closely at my face. I didn't mind. I like giving pleasure to people.
Yes, Signor Seagoon. Are you by any chance related to the famous English bullfighter Major L. Bladnock?
Yes, we are both British.
Identical. Look, here is a photograph of Major Bladnock.
Well, I don't look anything like him.
That is the amazing part. He doesn't look anything like you either. So you're identically different.
Ying Fong Hit Lai Po!
Ah, Neri lad, you will be the savior of British prestige.
Of course, but allow me to explain to him the honor that is about to befall him.
Nokos, Nokos.
Yak Nokos, yes, of course.
Yak Baku.
Thank you. Now, please, tomorrow, Senor Seagoon, at the Arena del Torres, El Bladnock should have fought the great Andalusian bull. Unfortunately, he cannot appear. But, but fortunately, you shall take his place.
Oh, no, no. The crowd will recognize that I'm not El Bladnock.
Yes, but the bull won't.
I'll tell him. No, I can't. Where is El Bladnock anyway?
Well, unfortunately, he is in jail for 48 hours, you understand. A minor offense, nothing at all.
But, Count Moriarty, your inspector of Spanish police, surely you can get him released for the fight?
Ah, yes. You know I'm a police inspector, but the police don't.
I see. I see. Secret service, eh?
Of course.
But surely they'll know you at the jail?
Only too well. That is why I must keep clear.
Wait, Moriarty.
What?
All the police know is that there's a Britisher serving a 2-day sentence.
Yes. Brilliant.
Yes, of course.
Yes, if we can get a Britisher who looked like El Bladnock, he could take his place in the jail while El Bladnock fought the bull.
El Bladnock must fight the bull.
Splendid. Now, Seagoon, just try on this moustache for size,
and then... I can't take his place in jail. I mean, after all...
Now, look, Seagoon, it's only 2 days, and think of British prestige.
Very well. For the honour of our island heritage.
You silly, twisted boy, you.
Olé!
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 Max Geldray, take us to the Madrid jail.
Thank you.
While Max Geldray was playing, Ned Seagoon, brilliantly disguised as Major Bloodnock, took his place in jail. Ooh. It was a masterpiece of escapology.
We would like to show you how it was done, but, well, we may want to use the method again.
In any case, it wasn't a pretty sight.
Yeah. Well, there's your supper.
Yum, yum. Din, din. Thank you. You play the game by me, jailer, and I'll reward you when I'm released.
Man, I'll be dead when you come out.
Not ill, are you?
Oh, no, no, no. No. But I'm 25 now, and I won't live forever.
But I'm only here for 2 days.
Oh, that's rich. You do the biggest jewel robbery in years, and you say that 2 days?
It's tricky for Seagoon, isn't it?
Listeners, as you all know so well, where the Calle de Alcala meets the Prada in the Plaza de Madrid stands the Hotel Fred. I was staying there as a guest of Senor Henry Crum, the manager.
Let me see, how many rooms have we got booked, lad? Number one, Senor and Senora Smith. Number two, Senor and Senora Smith. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, Senor and Senora Smith. 9, 10, 11, old Smith. Hmm. Just like our lovely little hotel at Brighton.
Attention, please. What, service, what, senor. What? Buenos dias, buenos dias. My name is Count Moriarty.
Ole.
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 Well done.
I'll get a room ready for you.
I don't want a room.
Oh, well, you can't stay here, then.
Mr. Old Man, I am a great amigo of Major Earl Bloodknuckle.
Ah, Knuckle Nicko, Nicko.
Well said.
He's gone, you know.
Who?
With Bloodknuckle. Which reminds me of Minnie.
See, Henry.
What's that, Minnie?
I said, see, Henry.
I'll get my glasses, Minnie.
In Spain, we say, si, si.
Oh, yes, 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 si, si, si. Minnie, change el caballero para de habitueli 23.
What's that, Henry?
Change el caballero para de habitueli 23. Now, Minnie, did you hear what I said to you?
Si. You said changes el caballero palos del habitueli 23.
Si, si. Well, why don't you do it?
What does it mean, Henry?
It means change the sheets in 23.
In Spain, we say. Si, si.
Stop that modern foreign madrigal and change the sheets.
Please,
what,
please, sapristi gnocos.
Knuckles.
I'm here about, Please, a moment, please. Major L. Bloodknock.
Ah, yes, Major Bloodknock. He's in jail, you know.
Yes, yes, he asked me to collect his suitcase. A black Spanish suitcase.
Oh, yes, yes. I sent it down to the jail.
Caramba, gnocos. This old fool has given this case to Seagull. Old man, did you deliver this case personally?
Yes, I gave it to Major Bloodknock, but he kept saying he was Ned Seagoon.
Sapristi crumbai!
I watched the hurrying figure of Moriarty with my binoculars as he sped towards the Congreso de los Diputados. There he was met by a man heavily disguised as Ned Seagoon.
Not a pretty thud.
Ah, Moriarty, now where's the suitcase?
It's in jail.
But it's innocent.
Nevertheless, it is there. Now, this is the only way we can get out. You must go in.
Me? But why don't you go in?
Impossible. They would recognize at once that I wasn't you.
But I'm disguised as Seagoon.
Exactly. They'll have nothing against you. You can go to jail in the knowledge that you're perfectly innocent.
Very well, for the sake of my old Spanish suitcase.
I'll make arrangements in Spanish with the jailer.
Oh.
Ellington?
Yes?
Look the other way, Knuckles.
Right.
Take a mip, map, mop, and a brim, bram, broom, and clim, clam, clim up the rim, ram, room, cause your bim, bam, baby's coming home tonight. Get my slim, slam slippers and my easy chair on your flim, flam fingers through my greasy hair, then kiss me, baby, let me hold you tight. Being north and south and east and west, but even a honeybee needs some rest. When I get my jacket and my trousers pressed, I follow the swallow right back to my nest. Don't you whim, wham, worry if my train is late. Gonna shim, sham on a flim, flam freight. Your bim, bam, babies coming home tonight. And a brim bram broom, a clim clam clean up the rim ram room, cause your bim bam babies coming home tonight. Get my slim slam slippers and my easy chair, run your flim flam fingers through my greasy hair, then kiss me, baby, let me hold you tight. Being north and south and east and west, but even a honeybee gets some rest. I get my jacket and my trousers pressed. I follow the swallow right back to my nest. Don't you whim, whim, worry. The train is late. Shim, sham, shopping on a fim, fam, freight. A bim, bam, baby's coming home tonight. Cause my bim, bam, baby. Yes, my bim, bam, baby. Bim, bam, baby. Coming home tonight.
Let us now recap.
I'm innocent, I tell you.
Originally, Major Bloodnock was in jail for 94 years, suspected of the jewel robbery.
I'm innocent.
Innocent young Neddy Seagoon, heavily disguised as Major Bloodnock, was inveigled into taking Major Bloodnock's place.
I really am innocent, I tell you, I really am.
In the meantime, Major Bloodnock, heavily disguised as Ned Seagoon, was once again at large trying to collect the much sought-after Spanish suitcase.
And I'm completely innocent.
Seagoon, realizing he's been duped, removed his disguise and revealed himself as Ned Seagoon.
I am Ned Seagoon. I'm innocent.
To his horror, the Spanish police then believed that he had committed the robbery, heavily disguised as Major Bloodnock.
It's not true, sir. I am innocent. I tell you, I really am.
Meantime, Mr. Crumb sent the Spanish suitcase to Ned Seagoon in jail.
Lying there innocent.
Believing him to be Major Bloodnock.
I've been tricked. I'm an innocent pawn. Pawn. I demand justice. I'm innocent.
Now, Major Bloodnock is being smuggled back into jail in order to retrieve the Spanish suitcase. And may I take this opportunity of reminding listeners to post early for Christmas.
Come on, in you get. Get in there. You'll be company for the other two.
Ah, it's good to be home. Any mail?
Thank heavens. Oh, it's good to be able to talk to a human being again.
But he said there were two of you in here. I understand what you mean.
So do I.
Let me introduce myself. I am Major L. Bloodnock.
What? To the cause of my being in here. Help! Help!
Don't take on, sir. Don't take on.
Help.
I've come back to help you, haven't I?
I wish it wasn't so dark in here. I'd like you to see the scorn and disbelief in my face.
Neddy lad, I have a plan to get us out.
What?
Yes, give me your ear. Now listen. Have you got that?
Yeah. They want me to tell Neddy?
Just the wrong idiot.
What's all this about?
You may as well tell him now.
Well, Neddy, when the water comes in...
Whisper, you fool!
Oh, yeah, it's a secret. It's a secret. Yeah, command us to whisper. Do.
You got that?
I certainly have.
Oh. A jailer? I didn't see you in the door.
That's hardly surprising.
You nincompoop, Eccles. Take that. And that.
Ooh. Stop, ooh. Major. Ooh. It hurts me the way you're hitting him.
Why?
You're hitting him with me.
Oh. But he's foiled the escape plan. We shall have to try again later.
Yes.
Good. Now, to help us escape, all we need is a little leather box, preferably a little Spanish suitcase.
Oh, I haven't got one.
No case? Come now, dear lad. No Spanish suitcase? Mr. Greenslade, the porter, delivered it from the Hotel Fred only this morning.
Oh, that? Oh, it wasn't mine, so I sent it back.
Knuckle me sombrero and Spanish me knuckles. Sent it? It's Moriarty. He knew it was being sent back to the Hotel Fred. That's why he wanted to get me in here. That's what it's all about.
What are we going to do?
94 years.
I was sitting outside the Hotel Fred, reading the Radio Times, when I saw Count Moriarty and Senor Grippipe Thin approaching.
You're sure the suitcase was returned to the Hotel Fred?
Well, yes, the jailer told me.
Good man. Oh, Porter.
Yes, sir?
Where is the old man who owns the hotel?
Oh, Senor Crun. Oh, such a clever man. Do you know he hasn't paid a peseta in tax since 1894? He's brilliant with figures.
Si, but where is he now?
He's in jail.
Jail?
They took him this afternoon.
Did he take anything with him?
Well, not really. Only an old Spanish suitcase.
Yes.
Well.
Now move over. There's two more to join you. In you get.
Gracias, gracias.
After you, Moriarty.
Thank you.
Riddle me, Grotkins. That sounds like that double-crossing, no-good, naughty man, Count Moriarty.
Calm yourself, Blidnook.
What in?
How many people are there in here?
The Seagoon, me, Mr. Crun.
Me? I'm a member here.
What's all this about? I'm innocent,
I never. It's quiet, I know. Never mind now. Mr. Crun, have you a suitcase?
Yes, here it is.
At last! Give it to me.
Take your foreign hands off it. I believe it's mine.
Yes, but the jewels inside, they belong to all of us. We've all taken risks.
Jewels? My dear chap, all that's in my suitcase is a change of underwear.
Yes, I think they're trying to bluff us, Moriarty.
Why don't you open the case and find out?
Because
there
it's innocent.
It is.
What?
Open the case now.
Open it. Are the jewels inside?
Feel for yourself. Old Dennis's unmentionables, that's all. Here, feel the cardboard in the front of my dress shirt. There's nothing at all.
Then who's got the jewels? I'll find out. Take that! That.
Aye.
Who are you?
Enter Spanish blue bottle. Enter Spanish audience.
Little knobbly Spanish actor. What are you doing here?
I'm here to brighten up the script and to fight the dead-eat Spanish taboo. I'm not afraid of those needle-pointed horns. Thinks. Yes, I am. Moves left, strums spittoon, and does cuspidor dance.
Little Carus Rapturer.
Look.
Yummy. What do you know of the bullfighter's art?
I have seen the picture Blood and Sand, and I learnt one thing from there.
What?
Ellie Can knew what he was doing.
But what about the bullfight?
If the bull charges to my right, I run towards the matador. If the bull charges to the left, I run towards the picador.
And if he charges straight at you?
Then I run for the picador.
Listen, little wreck. Do you know anything about the jewels?
They have been stolen. But I have not got them all. So shall we play another game? I don't like standing in the dark. You know I don't like the dark standing. Feels out for my captain.
Oh.
Is that my friend? I knew you would be in here.
Oh, yeah, I knew I'd be here too. You know?
I ran all the way to come here.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Shall we go and play in the car park?
In the car park, in the car park.
Yes, yes. Let's do that. And then we can take all the car numbers down.
And the tires?
Yes. I've got 302 cars
in my car. Sorry, little pimply toreador.
He's innocent.
But you'll have to stay here.
My little captain has spoken. He's joking.
This is no joke, Blue Batunes.
What in?
We have not got the jewels, and we are all in casserole here forever.
Me!
don't like this game. Where are we?
You're in jail, man. And the only person who ever got out of this jail was me.
Go away, you naughty man with the big keys. We can go now home, can't we, Captain? Can we go home, Captain? Eccles, Eccles, Eccles. We can go home if we want to, can we, Eccles? Come, Major Bloodknock. Dear little lovely Major Bloodknock, why don't we all go to the pictures? I don't like it here.
I'll tell you why, little stringy stand-in. This is no play. This is the strongest jail in the world. There is no way out.
You rotten Spanish onions, you! You have tripped me into coming here. And I thought it was just a play we was acting. Now I can't go.
Shut up!
No!
Shut up!
I will not shut up!
Shut up!
I was shot for my father who's in the fire brigade. And you'll come and rescue little Bloom Button.
Shut up, little Bloom Button. Take that!
I've been Spanish nutted. Falls right into the ground holding dirty big lump on crust.
What are we to do?
No. That won't do any good, you know. You've got to use your brains. Brains.
We can't all stay in here for the rest of our lives.
No, we must get out.
Yes, but how?
I'll show you.
But if we're going to be here for the rest of our lives, we might as well make ourselves comfortable.
Yeah. A couple of weeks and you'll be out.
Caramba, I wonder who could have stolen the jewels.
Who?
Who?
93 years went by.
Do you think they've forgotten us?
And by now, we had almost given up hope. Our only recreation was to climb on each other's shoulders and look through a tiny crack in Eccles' head. We could see the harbor and occasionally a beautiful yacht which belonged to one of the newly rich families in Spain, El Greenslade.
Rather a funny name for a yacht. It was called the Spanish Suitcase.
That was The Goon Show, a recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, and Spike Milligan, with the Arrangement Quartet and Max Galbraith. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Eric Seitz and Spike Milligan, announcer Wallace Greenslade, the program produced by Peter Eaton.